Radio.com. Do you ever feel like you're in mentality hell? You have your doctors and or your support systems in place, but you are still in pain. And then, who is your biggest abuser? Could it now be the one staring back at you in the mirror? To be or not to be accountable is really the question when making the journey to get past the pain of misuse. TobeAccountable.com, practical accountability coaching, specializing in mentality rehabilitation and restoration. A proud sponsor of Soul Sista Enterprise.
Trace Rio Silver was founded in 1997. Our goal today remains the same as it was back then, to provide you, our customer, with a quality buckle. Call today and visit with one of our family design experts about your next trophy buckle. From 1 to 100, each is individually made by hand, one at a time. Remember, at Trace Rio, our only limit is your imagination. Trace Rio Silver, Llano, Texas. 800-550-7535. Or you can find us on the web at TraceRioSilver.com. Proud to be a part of She's Gone Country with Becky.
Abraham, David, John the Baptist, and Jesus were all seeking a wilderness experience when they would flee to the desert. Join Higher Ascent for a one-day or multi-day wilderness experience where we seek God in the stillness. Visit us at HigherAscent.com.
Building champions through fitness, finances, and faith. At Trinity Wellness, we believe that through practical application of God's Word, your health and your wealth will be transformed. Trinity Wellness offers top-notch training in exercise, nutrition, and supplementation, and provides the tools to help stabilize and improve your bank account. Let Trinity Wellness be your transformation destination to a new outlook on fitness, finances, and your faith. Find us on Facebook or give us a call at 509-217-8016. She's Gone Country with Becky is proud to have as our charity team Western Wishes, making the dreams of seriously ill children and young adults who love the Western way of life to come true. Western Wishes, leaving the legacy of goodwill the cowboy way. Find out more at westernwishes.org.
This is For Radio, a media platform used to elevate voices and empower dreams. And now, She's Gone Country with Becky Christensen Phillips.
She's been playing at a room on the strip for 10 years in Vegas. Every night she looks in the mirror and she only ages. Everybody's buying. Says I'm a simple girl myself, grew up on Long Island. So she packs her bags to try her hand. Says this might be my last chance. She's gone country. Look at them boots. She's gone country. Back to her roots.
Welcome everyone to She's Gone Country with Becky. This is your host, Becky Christensen Phillips, and I just want to say thank you so much for tuning in this evening. We are really excited to be bringing you another weekly broadcast, and if you're tuning in for the first time tonight, you've probably tuned in a couple different ways, so please be sure to let others know that they can hear us live every Monday at 6 o'clock, and they can hop on the internet, whether it's their smartphone, laptop, tablet, whatever they've got that has internet access, they just have to log on to www.blogtalkradio.com/4, and that's F-O-R-E, 4 radio, and click the red boots, and you'll pop up our little radio show icon and go live. So you can do that from internet, or you can call in to 347-857-3760 and listen to us via your phone if you're traveling down the road or you're at a who knows, a sporting event, something where you have some quiet time while your kids are off doing something in the park. Pick up your phone, listen in, Be sure that if you have something you want to share or you want to speak with our guests, you do have that ability. You just have to push one, and it will ask you to dial that one, go into the host queue. Our producer, Maria Giovanni, will be there and introduce herself to you and let us know you're on the line, and we'll bring you on the air. So that is how you get a hold of us and listen to us each and every week. If you miss our broadcast and you want to catch an archive, you can always go to the Blog Talk website, or you can go to www.shesongcountry.us and just click the radio show page, and all of our archived shows are right there on that page for you to click on and listen to, and you can also see our upcoming guests. So those are the ways to find us. Of course, we're on Facebook. You can always look us up at She's Gone Country with Becky and like our Facebook page. I just want to say thank you so much to all of our sponsors tonight, because obviously without those sponsors, we couldn't be bringing the show to you each and every week. So, of course, I want to say thank you to our station sponsors first and foremost, and that's Higher Ascent, B&B Builders and Remodeling, and the Ambassador Program. They are the ones that, because of them, the station is able to be live each week, that we can come on and broadcast, and we thank you from the bottom of our hearts. We've been going strong for 3 years. She's Gone Country with Becky has been on 6+ months, and so because of our show sponsors, we are able to bring this great show to you that we've created, and so I just want to thank you to, of course, Trace Rio Silver, Trinity Wellness, and Cowboy of Energy, as well as 2beaccountable.com. So thank you. Now, tonight with us, of course, I have always my most beautiful guests, co-hosts, Vicki Christensen and Donalyn Quintana. Are you guys there?
Hi, Becky. This is Vicki, and I am here.
Oh,
hi.
Good evening, Vicki.
Yes, I'm here, too.
Donalyn, now my two ladies, my beautiful hosts and co-hosts, they're down in Texas. I'm up here in Spokane, Washington. The sun is shining, the trees are blooming, the allergies are in full swing, and it is just going to be a beautiful week in the mid-70s. But I know that those ladies down there in Texas and all of you folks in Texas are enduring some severe weather right now. Am I correct?
Well, Becky, it kind of rolled through North Texas and Donna Lynn's in Weatherford. And, of course, Llano, where I am, we're about 75 miles northwest of Austin. So we're kind of catching that warm gulf air coming in from the southeast and that cooler air blowing down from the snows in Denver. So, yes, we've got some thunder and some bright rain going on. Nothing severe at the moment. So we'll take everything we can get. Central Texas needs rain.
Yeah. This is Donna Lynn. It's so funny how you can really, that you know the city people from the country people, because the city people are like really complaining, and the ranchers and everything are like just falling to their knees saying, thank you, God.
Well, so then you guys have had a pretty dry spring then down there, I'm taking it, because, boy, we have had our fair share of wet weather up here, but that's normal for up here in the Northwest. Are you there?
I'm here. Sorry about that. Just had a little pause and a little lag, and we have a great show.
It's live radio. What do you expect? It happens. You know, that's the great thing about being live and broadcasting live is you never know what's going to happen. You just kind of got to roll with the punches and go with it. So, anyway, ladies, I thank you for tuning in. I know and joining me tonight. I know you've got some weather going on down there. So just, you know, I understand if something happens and we lose one of you, just feel free to, once that passes or whatever, have you jump back on the line. But we here at She's Gone Country with Becky, our mission statement is to empower everyday cowboys and cowgirls who love God, who love country, who love the Western way of life, and hope that they can inspire and educate those that don't, and help bridge the gap between the generations of past and present and future to help keep the heart of the American cowboy alive. And so with that, I'm going to actually turn the mic over to Vicki Christensen and let her introduce our guest that we have on this evening.
All right, Becky, thank you so much. I tell you what, listeners, we are so happy tonight and excited to welcome Brian Leslie. Brian is the owner-producer from Western Sky Media, and we're going to bring Brian on and let him tell us a little bit about himself. But Brian and his crew do so many, you know, so much great work. He's got a great history. Brian, are you there?
I sure am. It's a pleasure to be with you tonight.
Well, thank you, Brian. Welcome, welcome. Brian, I was just, you know, going over your bio, and, of course, you know, being down here at Trust Rio Silver, I had the pleasure of meeting you in person, and we'll visit about that a little bit. But before we do, can you just go ahead and give our listeners a little bit about your background?
Certainly, yeah. That's well, where do you begin? I graduated from college. I guess that's kind of where I'll start, back in the old days. It's been a long, long time ago, actually in West Texas, at Abilene Christian University in West Texas. And I was a radio, television, electronic journalism major. And I spent about 22 years working in television in both Texas and then later in Iowa. And after leaving Iowa in 2001, right about September, almost the same time as September 11th, but a little before that, we moved to western South Dakota in Spearfish, which is where we live now. And after moving out here, I was the marketing director for a local healthcare system. And then I took a job. Actually, I started my own company is what I did, Western Sky Media. And we founded that company in late in 2005. And we produce television and we do videos for companies and so forth. But primarily right now we're involved with producing a weekly television show, Professional Roughs features bareback, saddle bronc, and bull riding. And we have about a 15-city tour that goes across the United States every year. And we're just about the midway point of our season right now, so we travel quite a bit during the year. In fact, day after tomorrow, we're leaving for Seattle. In fact, I'll be coming right through Spokane, so I'll say hi to Becky on my way through on Thursday. And there you go. We have an event there, but our program airs on Friday nights and Sunday afternoons on RFD TV network, and we're pleased to have that relationship with RFD. They've been very supportive of our program. And it's been a wonderful partnership. We've got a great crew that we travel with. We usually take about 10 or 11 people with us on the road. And we have shooters and editors and videographers and directors and audio people and the whole crew. They're just a delight to work with. And it's just been a wonderful journey. And we hope it continues.
Well, Brian, this is Vicki, and what a terrific job you do. And, of course, you know, so many of our listeners, you know, tune in each and every week to Professional Rough Stock Series. So firsthand they know, you know, exactly what kind of production that you put together. And that's first class. And I have to tell you that, you know, for those listening this evening, you know, Trust Rio Silver was so honored. We are a sponsor of Professional Rough Stock Series. Brian and his crew came through Tolano, Texas. When was it, Brian? Back in March, I believe.
It was right about the time of the American. It was late February when we stopped in. We were there between Mesquite and Arlington during that time frame, yes.
There you go. But what a terrific job. I was visiting with him before we went on air tonight, and I told him, I said, you know, Brian, he put together kind of an introductory story about Tres Rios and some of the other PRS sponsors. But I was telling him, you know, Brian, you really made us look good. I mean, you and your team are fantastic.
You know, it doesn't take too much, Vicki. We had such good material to work with. You guys were fabulous. Jake and I just thoroughly enjoyed our visit that afternoon. I wish we could have stayed longer. And, you know, the one thing that we get asked more than anything after that, and we put that video together, was when we took the video of Brett and he was sketching out the designs of the buckles on a piece of paper, and most people just think that is so fascinating that Brett just, out of the creativity of his mind, just puts it on paper like that and then makes it happen, and they're marveling at how that process takes place because you guys do such a beautiful job. And earlier I was telling you, we just had an event in Toledo, Ohio, a young man that's just coming on in the bareback side of things like gangbusters named Jared Keelan, and he's out of Uniontown, Kansas. And he won his second buckle with us, and he looked at that Toledo buckle that we watched on video. We watched Brett sketching that buckle out and to see it in reality. And I remember Jared looked at that buckle and goes, man, that is one gorgeous buckle. And we hear that comment time and time and time again. So it's an amazing thing that you guys do, and the Professional Rough Stock is just so pleased to have you guys as partners.
Oh, thank you so much, Brian. Well, we couldn't be more prouder to be part of PRS. I mean to tell you that. Now, you told us earlier that you're home. You're in Spearfish. Is that right? You live in South Dakota.
That's correct.
You're home tonight, so you're home for a few more days before you go on the road to Washington State. Brian, tell us a little bit about your family. I know your wife, Kathy, and you have some teenagers.
We have two children, Ian, who just finished his second year of college down in Edmond, Oklahoma, at Oklahoma Christian University, and Hannah, who is just about to finish her junior year in high school and can't wait to be a senior. You know how that goes. She's been wanting to be a senior for, I think, 5 years. Mom's not wanting that to happen, but you can't stop the time.
You know, Brian, this is Becky, and I tell you, I can appreciate that because I just, as I told you last week, I survived prom with two kids this last weekend. My son's a senior this year, and my daughter's a sophomore. And I didn't know if I was going to do it. My son goes, you're so emotional. have no idea.
Oh, I know. Well, we passed a milestone with Hannah here recently as she got her first car. And, you know, she's big into drama and music and so forth. And she bought a purple car, and it just kind of fits her personality just right. It was, I think, the same year she was born is the year of the car. But fortunately, she has just very, very, very easy taste. She's very low maintenance when it comes to that. But I found it interesting that she has to name the car. So she named the car. And I think maybe all teenage girls like that have to name their first car. So
what did she name it? Oh, that's funny. Now, what did she – I'm sorry, did you say what she named the car?
She named it Purple Patty.
Purple Patty.
Love it.
Yeah. So that's how we know. So, yeah, we had a little excitement around here last week. So
that was fun. Well, I always tell my daughter, don't grow up so fast. You're only a sophomore. Just take, you know, don't grow up so fast. You know, I almost tried to convince her not to go to prom, but, she figured it out and got by me. But, well, Brian, we're going to take a quick commercial break and station identification. When we come back, I have some questions for you. So stay tuned and sit tight, and we'll be right back.
ForRadio.com.
Since 1997, Tresrio Silver has been providing custom handmade trophy buckles at an affordable price. Family owned, your business is important to us. We are big enough to meet your needs, but small enough to provide that personal touch. Give us a call today at 800-550-7535 and speak with someone on our design staff. Or go online to www.tresriosilver.com. Let us help you design your next trophy buckle. That's Tresrio Silver, Llano, Texas. She's Gone Country with Becky is proud to have as our charity team Western Wishes, making the dreams of seriously ill children and young adults who love the Western way of life to come true. Western Wishes, leaving the legacy of goodwill the cowboy way. Find out more at westernwishes.org.
Abraham, David, John the Baptist, and Jesus were all seeking a wilderness experience when they would flee to the desert. Join Higher Ascent for a one-day or multi-day wilderness experience where we seek God in the stillness. Visit us at higherascent.com.
Building champions through fitness, finances, and faith. At Trinity Wellness, we believe that through practical application of God's Word, your health and your wealth will be transformed. Trinity Wellness offers top-notch training in exercise, nutrition, and supplementation, and provides the tools to help stabilize and improve your bank account. Let Trinity Wellness be your transformation destination to a new outlook on fitness, finances, and your faith. Find us on Facebook or give us a call at 509-217-8016.
ForRadio.com.
Welcome back to She's Gone Country with Becky. This is your host, Becky Christensen-Phillips, and I just want to say thank you so much for tuning in this evening. We are spending our evening tonight visiting with the owner of Western Sky Media, and that is Mr. Brian Leslie. Brian, are you there?
I am.
Well, thank you so much again for joining us tonight. We appreciate you taking time out of your schedule to visit with us. And, you know, we were talking briefly before the break about how you have been traveling as of late and doing the PRS series and filming all that. And I guess the first question that I really had for you that I wanted to ask was, you know, in reading your bio, you talked about how you had produced television specials from the Olympic Games to the Super Bowl, and you did some sports directing and so forth. How did it all come about that you, I mean, did you always plan on being in the sports realm and eventually want to go into rodeo, or did that kind of just fall into your lap, or how did that all come about?
Well, the sports side of it kind of goes back to when I first started with college, and I was at a smaller college in Nebraska writing for the college newspaper, and they needed a sports writer, and I had done a little bit of that in high school as well, so I started as a sports writer, and then when I transferred to Texas to go to finish my degree, that's when I chose the broadcast journalism. When I was very young, growing up in Los Angeles and then growing up in central Iowa, we lived next door to the TV weatherman, my best friend in grade school. His dad worked at the TV station, and so we used to always hang out down there, and my next-door neighbor was Bill Mildike, who was the London Bureau Director for ABC News. So I got to know the business side of that early on, and I just knew that that's what I loved doing and that's what I wanted to do. So the opportunities came, you know, as they do. They come your way when you go to school. And so I just took advantage of those the best I could, and I was blessed in a lot of ways to have good people around me and the opportunities that came my way. To work in the television journalism field and to be a sportscaster and a sports director and then to branch out into other projects with the longer form television shows. Most of them were sports related. We had a chance to, of course, travel quite a bit when you cover sports because of bowl games and playoff games and as you mentioned the Olympics and different special events like that. So It all weaves itself into this, you know, grand picture of a career as a sports journalist. And we moved. It got pretty overwhelming after a while. And as my kids started to get a little older, I was kind of looking for a change. And an opportunity came up to do a marketing and public relations job, which I thought, you know, I'd like to explore the other side of things for a while. And then we moved out here to Spearfish, where my brother-in-law had been a teacher at Black Hills State University. My parents had retired and moved out here. It's in the Black Hills, a beautiful community, beautiful area. And when I was out here that I met Marvin Garrett, who was a four-time bareback world champion, and he was starting a new rodeo series called the Marvin Garrett Professional Roughstock Series. And he asked if I wouldn't mind producing that for television for him, which I said, of course I would. Having grown up with my father, who grew up in Idaho, who was a big rodeo fan, I went to rodeos when I was a child. My dad would take us on vacation, and we'd go to rodeos. And so I knew the sport, and it was a pleasure to meet Marvin and to be involved in that. And where we live here in western South Dakota, it's rodeo country. So you kind of ride that wave, you know. So my television production company, since I live here, hey, let's do western sports. And so we've been focusing on that as we've gone along and been really lucky to be on the ground floor of Pro Roughstock as it has grown over the years.
Well, that's, That's absolutely awesome because, you know, it almost is like kind of come full circle. You had a little bit of, you know, journey in every realm of the community. And that's funny. So you said your father grew up in Idaho. So what are some of the rodeos do you remember going to?
Well, one of the first I remember was going to a rodeo in the Ozarks of Missouri, believe it or not, when I was really young and watching bull riding, and I was fascinated by, of course, the animals, the bucking horses and the bulls. I remember going to Sydney, Nebraska to a rodeo, going to Frontier Days, and going to rodeos in Oregon, Pendleton, and Cheney, Washington, I think, somewhere out there, way out there. My father's family was all from the West Coast, so our vacations always went west. We never seemed to go east too often, except once or twice when we'd go south. But it was a lot of good memories, a lot of good memories in that.
Well, and, you know, I've got to ask you, in the 30-year span of your career, what would you say, you know, the difference is in the Western sports realm versus traditional sports? Do you see a difference in the type of athletes or the type of people or fans, or are they all pretty much the same no matter where you go and what sport event you go to?
I'd say probably two things. Number one, the athletes that we meet are just extremely respectful, and secondly, are just very hardworking. And I think they're just bred with that mentality. They just grow up around it where, you know, the old expression is, you know, you do it the cowboy way. It's just like you find a way to get it done and you work hard. And there's a little bit of an independent streak there, but it's also one that's a yes, ma'am, and yes, sir, and very respectful. And that's something I really appreciate. Wouldn't mean to denigrate any other sports or anything like that, but in some professional and top-level college venues, sometimes you miss that just a little bit when an athlete kind of feels a little bit entitled to the success that they have, and they kind of forget the people that have helped them to get there and the fortune that they've had to be where they're at. So I would say that in the Western sports, it's a real breath of fresh air at times, and I really enjoy that quite a bit.
Well, Brian, this is Vicki, and you know, we hear that again and again. I think, you know, all of us as, you know, involved, you know, in whatever level of rodeo, and that is it's a breath of fresh air when it's compared to other sports. And I think, again, that goes back to the grassroots movement and you know, the way that so many of us were raised and the convictions. Is there one, my question to you was, is there one tour stop with PRS that, I mean, I know they're all equally important and enjoyable, but is there one tour stop that particularly sticks out in your mind, and for what reason?
Oh, boy, that is a that's a good question. You know, I can think of a couple that probably stand out for different reasons. I really enjoyed, we'd been in Redmond, Oregon a couple of times, and that event was just, the people out there were just fine to work with and just absolutely wonderful. We also found a lot of interest in a lot of big crowds in Roanoke, Virginia, way out on the other side of the country. And when the fans see those bucking animals come out of the chutes, the horses in particular, they're used to seeing PBR and they're used to seeing bucking bulls. But when those horses come out and they're all the way down the pen, or they're just jumping 4 feet in the air with those cowboys hanging on, and their eyes just get like saucers. It's amazing to see the reaction. And in Roanoke, Virginia, you really saw the crowd just getting charged up by what they were seeing. That was kind of a cool thing. We had an event this year in Jacksonville, Florida, and it's another area that weren't exposed that much to high-level rodeo. And we ended up having to turn people away at the door because the seats were all sold. They were all gone. So we're looking forward to going back to Florida next year. And then you go to some places like just down the road from where I'm at in Rapid City, where we have our finals. And it's like I told Justin McKee, I said, it's a lot like going to North Carolina for college basketball. And over the years, I had a privilege of covering, you know, college basketball at University of North Carolina. And the fans are so educated. They know what they're watching. And so when we're in a place like Rapid City or a place like Gillette, Wyoming, or in Loveland, Colorado, where people see rodeo and they really appreciate a good bronc ride, and you can hear the energy level rising when a guy's making an 85 or an 86-point ride, you can just feel the energy in the building go up because they know what they're seeing. That's kind of a special experience too.
Well, that's awesome to hear about all the different aspects of the, you know, different parts of the country and how the fans receive the sport, because, you know, for so long it's just been, you know, it started and I believe to some degree, you know, it is a Western sport. It is the West side of the U.S. that really has, you know, the heart of the rodeo. And it's taken all these years, but slowly but surely it's all over the country. And it's just really a matter of, you know, the fan base and really, you know, folks really getting a drive and a heart and a passion for what it is that they get to see and experience. It's just different. It's a different culture. It's a different way of life. And I think it's awesome, really yep. awesome, what media and television and social media and just technology in general has lent to rodeo and the sport in itself.
You know, that's a good point too, Vicki, is that, you know, you don't see a lot of it's only been really recently, I think, that you're starting to see a lot more of Western sports featured on television. And our company is committed to kind of helping advance those sports as best we possibly can, and particularly with the rough stock. You know, our purpose is to build a better life for the cowboys. And that's really what started the whole thing with Marvin, was just to have a process where a cowboy could go to 20 events a year and make a good living. And he didn't have to, you know, go to 100 of them a year and then just try to eke out a living if he could. Pro Roughstock was kind of made for those cowboys that really want to work hard to be the very best they can be and actually be rewarded for all of that effort. So it's really an honor to be a part of that. And that's kind of our purpose and our mission, and to bring a higher visibility to the Western sports.
Well, you know, Brian, this is Vicki, and I think, you know, you've definitely succeeded. The world of rodeo has took such a turn, you know, in the last couple of years as far as being able to present it to, a much larger market. And, you know, looking back on, you know, when my dad first brought stock to the very first NFR in Dallas, Texas in 1959.
Sure.
And seeing what rodeo has, the concept of what it's built into today, absolutely unreal. And I know that he's looking down with a big, huge smile with a lot of other great cowboys saying, hey, that's our sport. But right now,
yep.
we're going to take a break, and then we'll come back and we'll visit some more with Brian Leslie and Western Sky Media.
ForRadio.com.
Building champions through fitness, finances, and faith. At Trinity Wellness, we believe that through practical application of God's Word, your health and your wealth will be transformed. Trinity Wellness offers top-notch training in exercise, nutrition, and supplementation, and provides the tools to help stabilize and improve your bank account. Let Trinity Wellness be your transformation destination to a new outlook on fitness, finances, and your faith. Find us on Facebook or give us a call at 509-217-8016.
Abraham, David, John the Baptist, and Jesus were all seeking a wilderness experience when they would flee to the desert. Join Higher Ascent for a one-day or multi-day wilderness experience where we seek God in the stillness. Visit us at higherascent.com.
Trust Rio Silver was founded in 1997. Our goal today remains the same as it was back then, to provide you, our customer, with a quality buckle. Call today and visit with one of our family design experts about your next trophy buckle. From 1 to 100, each is individually made by hand, one at a time. Remember, at Trust Rio's, our only limit is your imagination. That's Trust Rio Silver, Llano, Texas. 800-550-7535 or find us on the web, TrustRioSilver.com. Proud to be part of She's Gone Country with Becky. She's Gone Country with Becky is proud to have as our charity team Western Wishes, making the dreams of seriously ill children and young adults who love the Western way of life to come true. Western Wishes, leaving the legacy of goodwill the cowboy way. Find out more at westernwishes.org.
ForRadio.com.
Welcome back to She's Gone Country with Becky. This is your host, Becky Christensen Phillips, and I just want to say thank you so much if you're tuning in with us tonight. With me tonight are my host and co-host, Vicki Christensen and Donald and Quintana. And we are spending the hour visiting with owner of Western Sky Media, Brian Leslie. And Brian is, his company is behind the wonderful show that we get to see two times a week, and that is the PRS series. And Brian, are you there with us?
I sure am. Thank you.
Well, thank you so much for joining with us tonight. And, you know, the question that I wanted to start the next segment out in was, you know, a lot of people are tuning in each and every week and watching this awesome series that we have. And I'm going to ask this question, and then I'm going to turn it over to Donald Lynn, because I'm sure she's got some questions to ask. But can you share with us a little bit about, because I know Vicki got to experience some of it firsthand when you were down there, but I don't think anybody really probably has any idea of the level of intensity and work that goes in behind the scenes to bringing this PRS series to us each and every week. So do you want to share a little bit about that?
Sure. I'd be happy to, Becky. And I'll actually, you know, I'll let you in on a couple of secrets. I don't know if we're breaking any news here. But being that you're in Spokane, correct?
Yep, I'm in Spokane.
Yeah, we're trying to put our 2015, the finishing touches on our schedule for next year, which is really an hours-long process, and it takes it's actually more than that. We've got a wonderful operations manager, Kevin Contardo, that spends hours and hours and hours looking at markets all over the United States, and we just completed about a three-week market research project. And one of the markets that we identified as being potentially very receptive to a professional Rustock event with Spokane, Washington, believe it or not. So we are in the process of seeing if maybe we can't have an event in Spokane in 2015. So I thought I'd just let you know that.
Well, that's great news. Make sure you connect with me after that, because I actually helped produce for about 7 or 8 years the Spokane Interstate Rodeo here locally. So with that, yeah, so definitely have some information as far as facilities and so forth. So make sure you stay in contact with me, and we'll definitely work together to make that happen. I can guarantee that would be a big hit here.
One other thing that I would let you know, that after this week, we have a brand new member of our broadcast team that will be joining us, which the first night that he will be on the air with us will be a week from this Friday, and that is Cord McCoy. And you might know Cord from his program on RFB called The Ride with Cord McCoy, or from The Amazing Race on CBS. He and his brother Jet have been on that show now three times, and they just got voted off last week, so it was kind of a shame. But he's going to be joining us as also an analyst with Kelly Timmerman. And when it comes to putting the program together, it is a huge team effort. And when we go on the road, we review all of the things that we need to take with us in the truck, all of the equipment. And I've got a guy who is I know, Vicki, you met Jake Kiley. He's like the brain that I need to have, because he can remember everything, because I don't have enough room in my mind to remember everything. But Jake is good at remembering, and he's good at lists. He makes lists for everything. So we make sure that we get all the equipment on the truck that we need, so that when we arrive at the arena, we're not looking for things. And so he's very organized, and that's one of the important steps. And once we get in the arena, we also have to get all of our people in place. And I've got a wonderful logistics coordinator, Gina Lundy, who does our travel arrangements and makes sure that the hotels are booked and the rental vehicles are booked and that everybody has per diem, and then the schedule is set up and when crew call is. She's really, really good at that. So she's been a big help. And then we have the setup, and we've got our crew that just is willing to pitch in and get things set up with the cameras and get cabling and get signals checked and go through all of the tests that need to be done before the show starts. And so there's about a day and a half at least of work just to get the television part set up. It's amazing how quickly they can tear down so that they can make it to Buffalo Wild Wings, though, after it's over. So they can tear down everything to get packed up. And they're out the door in an hour and a half, so they're motivated. But it's always a little bit easier to put things away and pick it up, you know, but setting up is a little more time-consuming. Once we get all of the video in place, then we take it back and we edit it in post-production, we call it, and put it into a show. And our lead editor is Lindsay Coppinger, and she just does a terrific job. She just knows how to make a television show just right. And if she needs any help or advice or anything, you just tell her once, and it's done. So, and she's a wonderful lead editor on the program, so she makes it look pretty, just the way that it needs to look. Our big goal for every show is that we need to tell the story. We have to tell the story. So Our slogan is Every Ride Tells a Story. So we want to make a television show that tells the story, not just of the ride, but if we can tell the story of the cowboys. And that's where Justin McKee is just, he is a master at knowing all of these guys and just being able to tell you where they came from and what their interests are and what their, you know, what their mom was like. I mean, Justin is just a wealth of knowledge, and he's a terrific addition to the program as our play-by-play announcer. So from the studio crew to the road crew, it's a lot of work, but man, we absolutely love it.
Oh wow, Brian, this is Vicki, and kudos! What a fantastic job! What a fantastic crew you do, and I think so many people, just like Vicki was saying earlier, you know, we have no concept of what it takes to put something together like this. But I do understand the Buffalo Wild Wings part of it, because we're all year silver to get ready for Las Vegas and Cowboy Christmas, and it takes us days to get everything there and to set up. And then, you know, once we close down, it's like, man, we don't even miss the last, that night, that Saturday night first of Vegas. We're watching it put tore down.
Oh yeah, been there, done that. Oh goodness.
Donna Lynn, how you doing over there? You got anything you want to throw in here to the pot?
I'm just enjoying the interview. I'm really enjoying it. I just wanted to comment that it's just what you do with your crew is amazing. The great camera work and the wonderful edits, and the fact that, I mean, Justin McKee, I think some of the most inspiring moments have been with our Western Wishes kids and Justin McKee, and it's almost
absolutely
like you could script him. You know, I mean, it's like you handed him a script, and he just absolutely just wings it. And I also love up there at the Garretts and the Elshers, J.J. Elsher, they're all such amazing people, and I'm sure you utilize the Garretts and everything. And I love South Dakota. I went to the Deadwood, hosted a wish at Deadwood last year, and just absolutely fell in love with South Dakota. But boy, I'll tell you, my dream is to have someone like you, a cameraman, following us around when we do those wishes, because it's amazing. If we had the footage of some of these kids and what they say and the behind the scenes and the outtakes, they're hilarious, and they're just inspiring, you know. But anyway, so congratulations on it. It's a good production.
Well,
really appreciate it.
We'd be certainly honored to be able to do that with y'all, and I know that Justin is, he's got a heart for that and has done a lot of work with Western Wishes, and he'll tell stories. There was a South Dakota, I think she was from South Dakota a few years ago, that he hosted in Cheyenne at Frontier Days, I think.
Yes, J.C. West, and yes, J.C. And you know what? She met Taylor Swift, and she was it was so cute is to see her. You know, she, it was so adorable. She was on that big jumbo screen, and what's amazing is I think it was the NBC affiliate was doing an interview with her, and she's like 5 years old, and she's standing kind of like little cowgirl with her hands in her pockets, just like her barrel racing mom. And it was so cute, and the interviewer said, so you probably want to, when you grow up, you want to be a cowgirl just like your barrel racing mom. And she looked up at him and said, I'm already a cowgirl, you know, and it was just so cute, but it wasn't on camera. And so fast forward it to RFD TV, the Chris Cox show, and JC was on it. And so Chris Cox says to little JC, says, well, you know what, it's about time, do you want to saddle up and ride? And she stands there just like her mom with her hands in their pockets, and she looks at him and says, yeah, anything half broke will do. And Clyde and Elsie just were, they thought that was the funniest thing. And it was off camera. So, I mean, I'm always thinking, goodness, I'd give anything to have a camera. Just darling.
That's precious. Oh, yeah. Those are great, great memories. That's a wonderful organization, too, I must say. That is terrific. Yeah, I was thinking of something else, Donna, that you had talked about earlier. One of my first experiences in moving here to South Dakota, because I'd come out here from Iowa, and the wintertime can seem like it gets really long and cold, and it snows for the 18th time, and you're like, oh, it's snowing again. Well, I met a really good friend of mine who ranches just north of us here, about 25 miles, and I can remember in South Dakota, and it was probably about this time of year, we had another snowstorm. It's like Mother's Day. Yeah, it'd be snowing. And I remember he looked at me and he said, it's not snow, it's precipitation. I never forgot that. What a different worldview. You're talking about the urban versus the country person, how they look at the rain. And I thought, oh, I remember that. It's precipitation, not snow.
Sure, precipitation. Well, maybe that'll change my view living up here in Spokane with all that precipitation we get for 6 months out of the year. Well, we're going to take a quick commercial break and station identification, and when we come back, we're going to finish out the hour with Brian Leslie from Western Sky Media. We'll be right back.
ForRadio.com.
Abraham, David, John the Baptist and Jesus were all seeking a wilderness experience when they would flee to the desert. Join Higher Ascent for a one-day or multi-day wilderness experience where we seek God in the stillness. Visit us at higherascent.com.
Building champions through fitness, finances, and faith. At Trinity Wellness, we believe that through practical application of God's Word, your health and your wealth will be transformed. Trinity Wellness offers top-notch training in exercise, nutrition, and supplementation, and provides the tools to help stabilize and improve your bank account. Let Trinity Wellness be your transformation destination to a new outlook on fitness, finances, and your faith. Find us on Facebook or give us a call at 509-217-8016.
Trace Rio Silver was founded in 1997. Our goal today remains the same as it was back then, to provide you, our customer, with a quality buckle. Call today and visit with one of our family design experts about your next trophy buckle. From 1 to 100, each is individually made by hand, one at a time. Remember, at Trace Rio, our only limit is your imagination. Trace Rio Silver, Llano, Texas. 800-550-7535. Or you can find us on the web at TraceRioSilver.com. Proud to be a part of She's Gone Country with Becky.
She's Gone Country with Becky is proud to have as our charity team Western Wishes, making the dreams of seriously ill children and young adults who love the Western way of life to come true. Western Wishes, leaving the legacy of goodwill the cowboy way. Find out more at WesternWishes.org.
ForRadio.com.
Welcome back to She's Gone Country with Becky. This is your host, Becky Christensen Phillips, and I am here tonight and joined by my guest co-host and my co-host, Donalyn Quintana and Becky Christensen. And we have been visiting with all our guests, and I'm getting all tongue-tied as the hour's nearing an end, so I apologize, but we have been visiting with Brian Leslie. He is the owner of Western Sky Media and the man behind the scenes, bringing it all together for all of us rodeo fans that watch professional rough stock series every week on RFD TV, and he's been in the industry for many, many years, and we are just so privileged to have him here with us tonight. So, Brian, thank you so much for joining us tonight.
It's just my pleasure. It really is. And just ever since meeting Vicki and the whole crew down at Tres Rios, just what a quality bunch. And I have almost got through that book. I started to read the book, Vicki, that you gave me and about your family, and it's just fascinating read. And I appreciate that. So thanks for the opportunity tonight.
Oh, hey, Brian, it's Vicki. Thank you so much. I forgot all about giving you a copy of the CB Cowboys. I'm glad you're enjoying it.
Yep.
You know, I know that Becky's got some questions for you, but I had just one in particular. Your daughter's car, she called it, was it Purple Patty?
Purple
is that
Patty.
What?
Yep.
And, you know, immediately when you say purple and you're from the great state of South Dakota, who do you think of? You know? Casey Tibbs and purple, that was color. You know, I remember my daddy telling me he'd pull up behind the chutes in a purple Cadillac convertible, you know. Anyway, great.
That's so true.
To your daughter. And Brian, I'm going to
put that together. That's great.
We so appreciate you. Thank you so much. We're so honored to be part of everything PRS does.
Well, it's an honor. You know, and the other thing, too, is what we were really impressed with, too, Vicki, when we visited the shop down in Llano, is all of the other things that you guys do with the bridles and the Western jewelry and all the tack. It's amazing. It's just beautiful work.
It really is.
We were just impressed, really impressed. And the other thing, too, was I remember about Llano's, and Jake, of course, was with me that day. He's my other brain, as I was telling you earlier, and it clicked as soon as I got to Llano that I had been in Llano before, but probably 25 years ago when I was working in sports in Texas, and we were on our way to Austin to cover a playoff game, and we stopped in Llano and had Cooper's Barbecue, and I said,
I wonder
if that's still open, and as soon as we left your store, we went to Cooper's and just OD'd on the best barbecue we ever had. It was amazing.
Hey, Cooper's Barbecue is amazing, and I feel absolutely terrible that we just didn't throw y'all in the back of the pickup truck and run down there. I mean, Cooper's is famous, and it's made Llano famous, and it's still there, and it's still good. You know, again, thank you so much. We just so appreciated, you know, everything that you and Jake put into putting our story together. And when you were talking about what you do with PRS and with Justin and everybody, and that is bringing the story that's behind the picture. And I absolutely love that because that ties everything together. In fact, on your business card, I believe it says moving people through pictures. Very true state.
That's good.
Well, and, you know, Brian, this is Becki, and the one thing that I noticed, and something I didn't know until I got your bio, but I just really believe that, you know, everything works together for particular reasons. And, you know, our show is all about empowering the everyday cowboy and cowgirl, and the main thing is about those that love God and those that love country. And we're not ashamed to say who we are and where our faith lies. And, you know, it's interesting because I had no clue that you attended, you know, a Christian university or anything like that. So it's funny because it just, you know, he just continues to weave together people into your path that are of one mind and one accord. And so I appreciate you because with your background and your faith, we know that when you're behind that camera at PRS that you're really truly capturing not only the essence of the sport of rodeo, but the heart and the faith behind each and every cowboy. So we appreciate that. And, you know, Donna Lynn is all about everybody should have a book. And I know that she's really wants to know. And if by chance you don't have one off cuff, that's okay. We could have prefaced it earlier before I brought you live on the air and put you on the spot. But is there a particular verse that's your favorite from the Word that you rely on as you travel down the road?
Oh, boy, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. That one comes to mind. I know it's a lot of people's favorite, but so many times we've thought about that and how challenges come your way. And, you know, there's just a certain peace of mind that comes when you recognize that you know, you're not alone and that you've got an advocate. You've got somebody who's there ready to help and ready to take care of you. And I think about how, you know, God made the world the way that he did, and he gave us so much here because he loved us that much, that why would he abandon us? Why would he not just open up all of the things that he could to be at our disposal to help us to navigate through? You know, and we always for me, it's always amazing to try to remember that fact that you're not alone and that you know, he didn't abandon human beings on the planet to fend for themselves. You know, he gave them a way to go out and to accomplish the things through him that help other people. And that we focus a lot on purpose, and purpose is what drives our passion. And so your purpose is always greater than yourself. And so we're always kind of looking for ways to challenge what we do to achieve those purposes. Like with the Cowboys, our purpose is to make a better life for them. So what we do is directed toward that. And I just have to tell you a quick story, is that when we bring the guys in to tape the television shows in this last little time that we did, Kelly Timmerman, who is our bareback commentator, a world champion bareback rider, and Cord McCoy and Justin and I sat at breakfast, and Justin gave us a little Devo pump-up talk, and then we pray about the broadcast and how it's going to go, and we want to honor God in what we do. And I just wanted to let your listeners know that we do that, and it's a very important thing that we do.
That's great. That is so awesome, and that just gives me more passion for what it is we're doing here on this radio show, because I really truly believe, just like you bring the pictures and the story of the pictures life, to me, everybody has a story. Everybody has something that they want to share that they don't always necessarily get the opportunity to share. So this is where, you know, Lord just give them a platform to do just as that. So we're just being stewards of that ship. And so, you know, we just want to say thank you so much. We have about 2 minutes until we have to close out. We do a little at the very end of every hour. Crystal Lyons closes us out with a little cowgirl devotional and cowgirl logic. So we're going to just, I'm going to turn it over to Vicki and Donna Lynn and let them say goodnight. I'm going to say, Brian, thank you so much for coming on the show, and I'm going to say my goodnight now and make sure that I stay in contact with you so I can help you guys with what it is you're looking to do here in Spokane in 2015. But thank you so much for joining goodnight, and I'm going to turn it over to you, Vicki.
Thank you.
Becky, thank you so much. Donna Lynn, I'll let you go first.
Oh, okay. Thank you so much for a great, great evening tonight, Brian. And rest assured that I would love to bring Western Wishes kids to particularly Loveland and Portland, and then highlight little JC at Rapid City this year. So I'll finally get to meet you. So we'll make a point of that. So thank you so much. Thank you so much. It was a great, great evening.
Thank you. Thank you again.
Brian, this is Vicki again. Thank you so much. Listeners, we are just so blessed by you tuning in and taking part in She's Gone Country with Becky. Brian, thank you again. Kudos to you and your crew and PRS. What a blessing you are. Right now, we're going to close out our program tonight with a little cowgirl logic from Crystal Lyons.
I was awestruck by a statement quoted from the writings of Ayn Rand, where she commented on the thinking processes of this day that demands, and I quote, "We must love everything except virtue, forgive everything except greatness," unquote. How true! Tolerance is the word of the hour. Tolerance, that is, for everything and everyone, except those who seek to rise above the degradation of our society and walk with an honor that calls men to greater things than living for themselves. Men of utter wickedness have the world applauding them, while men of valor are despised and slandered, such is the case these days. We have a call within us to rise above mediocrity, to walk in greatness. We have a command from God to live a standard of holiness, purity, integrity, and valor that far exceeds the norm of society. God has created you for greatness. Very few answer that call, but for those who do not be so naive as to expect the world to applaud. It will not. Honor is hated these days by an innumerable mass of people. Live honorably anyway. I love men and women who stand strong in their integrity and hold on to honor in a time where honor is as rare as chicken's teeth. So are these times. I have decided that I have an audience of one. I have one in whom I stand before and am accountable to. That takes away the pressure to please people simply to gain a place of prominence. I have one to please, one who has predetermined my place and calling in life, and if I obey him, I will fulfill the purpose in life I have been called to fulfill. So hold true to what's right, even if you stand alone. Heroes are never considered heroes by most people. I may not be considered a hero by people, but I can walk so as to be held in honor by God. I'm Crystal Lyons, and this is Cowgirl Logic.
Building champions through fitness, finances, and faith. At Trinity Wellness, we believe that through practical application of God's Word, your health and your wealth will be transformed. Trinity Wellness offers top-notch training in exercise, nutrition, and supplementation, and provides the tools to help stabilize and improve your bank account. Let Trinity Wellness be your transformation destination to a new outlook on fitness, finances, and your faith. Find us on Facebook or give us a call at 509-217-8016.
Abraham, David, John the Baptist, and Jesus were all seeking a wilderness experience when they would flee to the desert. Join Higher Ascent for a one-day or multi-day wilderness experience where we seek God in the stillness. Visit us at higherascent.com.
Trust Rio Silver was founded in 1997. Our goal today remains the same as it was back then, to provide you, our customer, with a quality buckle. Call today and visit with one of our family design experts about your next trophy buckle. From 1 to 100, each is individually made by hand, one at a time. Remember, at Trust Rio's, our only limit is your imagination. That's Trust Rio Silver, Llano, Texas. 800-550-7535 or find us on the web, TrustRioSilver.com. Proud to be part of She's Gone Country with Becky. She's Gone Country with Becky is proud to have as our charity team Western Wishes, making the dreams of seriously ill children and young adults who love the Western way of life to come true. Western Wishes, leaving the legacy of goodwill the cowboy way. Find out more at westernwishes.org.
Do you ever feel like you're in mentality hell? You have your doctors and or your support systems in place, but you are still in pain. And then, who is your biggest abuser? Could it now be the one staring back at you in the mirror? To be or not to be accountable is really the question when making the journey to get past the pain of misuse. TobeAccountable.com, practical accountability coaching, specializing in mentality rehabilitation and restoration. A proud sponsor of Soul Sister Enterprise.
This is Four Radio, a media platform used to elevate voices and empower dreams. And now, Women on the Edge with Becky Ryan.
Welcome, welcome, welcome on this phenomenal day after Mother's Day. This is Becky Ryan, and I'm here with the awesome co-host, Maria DiGiovanni. Maria, are you out there?
I am. I am. It's a beautiful day in Southern California, and our weather is perfect, and apparently it's going to be getting hotter this weekend. How is it there in Atlanta?
Atlanta has been wonderful, but you're trending out there for your weather that you've brought that up. We tend to like to bring news stories that people are either talking about, writing about, or going to sites about. And apparently Los Angeles and Las Vegas are having some of the heaviest winds.
Yeah, pretty bad.
It's pretty bad. But you can handle the heat.
Right. As a matter of fact, you're right.
They said Nebraska, though, had been bombarded with winds, tornadoes. But we've gotten some shocking snowfalls for Mother's Day where, heck, we should be looking at spring everywhere in the United States, even up in Alaska. And 3 to 9 inches of snow fell and may be getting some more. And they're kind of in a little mini blizzard up there. How strange. The world is strange. What can I say? But when we're all the way up there, I'm going to bring in some fun techie news. China has outright said that they are going to be building a tunnel from Russia through China to the U.S. They want to create one of those bullet trains, and it would be above ground and below ground, basically connecting from China to Alaska, so that under a day, anybody in China can make it to the U.S. or vice versa. However, the grand total on just the bridge connecting from China to Alaska is over $200 billion. So that's just the products. There's still labor and everything else. So I don't know. If there's going to be a country that could do it, it would probably be China. But it would be kind of exciting to have a huge train that goes, I think they had put out there, it's in kilometers, but it was like 350 kilometers per hour. That'd be kind of exciting. I don't know about staying under the ocean, though, that entire time period. That would have to be several hours.
Yeah, that's a little long. Art's not that long up in Cisco. It's not that long. So, interesting. Very interesting. What is trending with the girls in Nigeria?
Oh, well, the outcry is phenomenal. I mean, we even had Michelle Obama and other dignitaries going on to Twitter, and we're taking pictures with the hashtag, which is the pound sign, bring back our girls. And the social media outcry is actually causing one of the articles I posted on Women on the Edge Facebook was we've got to stop ignoring it. I mean, there's so many cries out there to get these girls. They still have no idea where they are. There's rumor that they broke them into small groups and already have them in other countries. There's rumor that they're hidden in the jungle. But at the end of the day, we don't have those girls. And France and the U.S. have gone ahead and sent counterterrorism experts over, which I don't know exactly what that is. I don't know if we have a key person, but I feel that the U.S. definitely has some strong knowledge that will help them out. You have more of a military background than I do because you have more people that have gone through it. My kids are only going into it. So, I don't know if we have – I would think they're in the U.S. Do you know anything about it?
I only know what you're telling me because I don't have a TV and I try not to pay attention as sad as that is. But there's only so much
news can suck.
My fear is that I'll really want to get in the middle of it, and I'm just praying about it. So it's they need to do something. However, I don't want this to be a distraction from Benghazi. And I kind of have a feeling that this is being generated all to do that.
You know, we had some very interesting White House happenings this year. They've gone into Benghazi. They also went into the trial about 9/11. And 9/11 was going through the Malaysians. So, Maria, you really may have something there. But to have 200 girls taken, I'm still upset, so I'd want to know both sides. But Benghazi, I still don't know where it's going to go. I mean, like, if you're watching Fox, we should be impeaching and throwing away a lot of people. You turn it over to CNN, and you hear nothing.
Yeah, you hear nothing, and it's like they're treating this like some type of conspiracy or the Republicans are trying to do something. No, we're just trying to get to the bottom of what happened. If I was one of the parents, if I was one of the wives, were any of them married?
I do not know. I would think the ambassador was, and that wasn't a military, but I would think.
I would want to know what happened. And for the lot, the response, while they just didn't have the money to give them security, that doesn't cut it for me. So, you know, I don't want this. I'm praying about these girls, and I'm praying they're all safe, but I don't want that to be a distraction for what's really going on, because I see that that's the common denominator here. Like, what happened to all those people on that Malaysian airline? Where is that airplane? Still, we don't know, right, Becky?
No, we don't. The last set really trended while that was going on, at least while they were still believing that they could find the black box, and it was still beeping is what they were hoping. Hillary Clinton had gone out and said she smelt a rat, and that speaks volumes. That was all over the place. And for somebody in her position and her connections, she said, you know, it came along the lines, if I can recollect correctly, that we know where the Malaysian plane last was seen. Then we assume from a weaker signal that it had turned around, which is the last place that it was heard from. And to know that we had military, U.S. military there that had spotted it, and we had a commercial fishing rig that had made reports before it was ever even declared. She said, why are we all over Australia? I smell a rat. So it does kind of make you wonder if there's something going on there and what happened to all those people and why weren't they looking in the last known place? And then thousands of miles. And I can understand it if the plane went off, but they basically have gone in and said that we don't have anything. Everything that they had been trying to say, it was the pilots or it was somebody on the plane. There's still so many unanswered questions and a whole bunch of people hurting. The other thing was in North Korea for the children on a high school senior trip. The boat went down, and they're going to be going to trial, or I don't know if they can, but the parents are fuming mad because they could have continued going and getting the kids. They were still getting text messages from them, supposedly, while it was underwater and nobody was there. That's scary. Parents were even having to buy boats to try to go out there. Sad. Our hearts have to go out. I kind of want to go and do a spin, though, because you had mentioned CNN and Fox. If you go over to Fox, the homepage right now, we're talking about security. We're doing the political shocker. And you can find things on the homepage about Benghazi. If you go over to CNN, and we're only going to be talking about the Clippers, and they're very, very strange co-owning couple, Donald and Shelley Sterling, and apparently the number one news for CNN is the interview of him saying he's not a racist with Anderson Cooper. That is what CNN deems the top story.
Yeah, if you even just go CNN Benghazi, there really isn't anything on it.
Well, we have some interesting things. CNN is looking more like TMZ, and Fox News looks more like a reporting page. That speaks a lot. When it comes down to, I do have to go back to the strange couple. Donald and Shelley have both gone out there after he was suspended indefinitely, and Donald Sterling, people will recall, he is a co-owner with his wife, his estranged wife, for the Clippers out there by you guys. And he ended up making some racist comments, apparently, over 11 hours of taped conversation, I think is what I saw on TMZ. I'm sorry for my news sources. But 11 hours? Somebody really wanted to record him. At the end of it, his comments were unbelievably bad, racist, and both of them have gone out there and said, we will not sell the Clippers. We are still going to be owners while they're going through this divorce. And Donald Sterling is basically caught publicly having an affair. So from a girl who says that she has nothing to do with it, but she has an attorney, I smell a rat there. But I don't know if it should be our top news for the country. I mean, CNN is supposed to be something about this is where we go, and I don't mind that article's there. It is trending, but basically with racism. And the comments and the context have me questioning things. I don't know if it's true or false about him being a racist. His comments are racist. But he seems like a very negative person, period. I don't know if he likes himself. Hmm. What do you think? Have you followed any of that?
You know what? I haven't. I really, really have tried not to.
Good. Then let's move on. We have something even bigger. Well, I'm going to go and say one other thing. We're praying for the Ukraine because they're voting. The U.S. and other countries are saying that the voting is a farce. But we do want to send some prayers. They're going to continue being on our mind, and what's going on with Russia, I have no idea. But we're going to go to something that Women on the Edge tends to go to and really push more of an awareness. It's great about all the technical. It's great about what's trending. Heck, the iPhone 6 is supposed to be coming out soon, or that's trending everywhere, possibly in August instead of October. A bigger phone, and the warnings are HTC, be careful, iPhone is coming out. So those are all cute. You and I can talk about this. The people that are listening, you're listening, you can go and bring some of this to the next, you know, dinner table, call up a friend and discuss this further. But let's talk about South Africa. And let's talk about something that Maria and I very much care about, and that is mental illness, postpartum, post-traumatic stress disorder, domestic violence. And we have Oscar Pistoria over there, who people recall is the Blade Runner. He had been in the Paralympics. His legs, he is an amputee, and he has blades for his legs. He has a lot of anger issues. And if you recall, Maria, are you following me on any of this?
No, I don't remember this story, but go ahead.
Okay, this is global news. The trial's going on in South Africa because this very well-known, the Blade Runner, shot and killed his wife, a girlfriend, live-in girlfriend. And on our Facebook, I have the last text message, which is basically a full email to him talking about how she fears, how he's explosive, how he's abusive. And one particular night after writing this letter, she went home, she went into her bathroom, and I think she was shot 9 times through the door.
Wow.
And people did hear screaming. He says, no, he thought it was an intruder in his bedroom, locked in his bathroom. So right now, the prosecution has declared that they want to go and have a psychiatric evaluation. And in South Africa, that can go up to 30 days. But to go into post-traumatic stress disorder, the girlfriend already had it from the letters, the text messages. His previous relationships have encountered it. He has gun charges and anger charges. So he's got a rap sheet. Not a huge one. I don't think anybody expected this. But for knowing domestic violence and the subject that we've been bringing up for well over a year, is somebody tend to be abusive to one girlfriend going to probably go into the next relationship and continue being abusive? Well, maybe, maybe not. But the third relationship, I think we see a pattern. The prosecution is now asking for a psychiatric evaluation because they believe that he has anxiety and fears. Mm-hmm. They haven't gone and prosecuted him. We know he was the only one in the house. We know that she wanted to leave him. We know that she was freaked out and afraid of him. Maria, through our experience, what do you think? Just from the little, and there's so much to everybody's story. I would think anybody that is the abuser or the victim would have issues.
Well,
does that really matter for the judge to finally go and do a charge? Or should his mental health and his anxiety and fears be something that could prevent him from being charged?
this is where we have, is it the chicken or the egg that comes first? Okay, right? Chicken or the egg, what comes first, right? You're in that predicament, and this is why it's so important for us to start this conversation. Because if he is suffering from post-traumatic stress disorder, you know, I can say that that is an excuse, but it's not an excuse. We've got to stop what's happening to cause that. So, you know, technically, you know, where do we draw the line? And right now, I don't think it should be something that should be used, but it has to be something that we look at so we can prevent it from being abused in our system.
Well, this particular one, and listeners, the part that bothers me the most is he believes he's ended up getting this disorder because he lost his father at a young age, and that his mother was always worried.
Yep. I can say that about my ex, whose mother was shot in front of her kids by her husband. So, I mean, really, it could go on and on. So it's really, we're at that catch-22. It's a crazy place to be.
Well, when it comes down to this story and global, and being that he is a Paralympic champion, he is a star, it's really sad. And I did post a link to the Riva's, his ex-girlfriend, his deceased girlfriend's last text message to him, getting upset with her chewing gum, snapping for her accent. You can read the whole thing and see how messed up this relationship was. My heart breaks for her as I read this, and she felt she could not just leave. My heart breaks for him to feel that he had to do something like this. And, I mean, he was an amputee. He lost his dad. You can hear my fiddle. It's two fingers. I really don't care. When he started going into somebody else's life, I'm sorry. He needed to go and seek help after the first time. The second time. And other people are saying that, yes, he had a hairstring trigger, but he always carried a gun.
Yeah, this is the problem. I mean, we've got cops that are out there doing the same thing. Come on, guys. We got to talk. This is why we're here talking about it. You know, you've got a problem. It's an unfortunate situation all the way around. You know, somebody needs to pay attention. And that, you know, somebody needed to pay attention to him. Who is responsible for him? Isn't the United States government responsible for him?
No, not at all.
Not at all.
No, it's South Africa. So would we say South Africa brought this?
Yeah.
Possibly.
I mean, wouldn't they be? Because he's a double amputee because of why?
I'm not exactly sure. I don't know of an accident. I have not seen that trending in the news. But whether he was born this way or a tragic accident or something else, I'm not sure. But I would think that would make life more difficult. It puts a bigger burden on anybody to lose, heck, a pinky, a thumb, let alone, you know, portions of your legs, both of them. And he overcame it. So we know that this is a person that can do extraordinary things. But it was hard for him to see that the anger was there. And I think that's part of, like, the post-traumatic stress disorder. Something else has prevented him from seeing what was there, what was triggering him. And other people who totally loved and adore him took the brunt of his anger. And I just think that maybe I shouldn't say took the brunt. They could have just gotten the tip of the iceberg. Who knows what's going on in this guy's head? But I do have a problem going into an abuser's background to weaken the sentence, I'd have no problem if it guaranteed that somebody get therapy. But I don't know. I think that if somebody has abused, I would think that's part of the sentencing. Very few people, I think, don't need therapy. Heck, we're here as to be or to not to be. We're to be accountable. So I'm like, we believe in seeking help and being held accountable. So it's hard for you and I, we probably stand very strong on this, not to hold ourselves accountable or our closest friends. We want to bring that wisdom into any situation. And this is not wisdom. We have a death of a human being due to somebody's delusional fears and anxieties, stresses, inability to cope with anger. I mean, she sent him a pretty interesting text message. She couldn't take any more of his abuses. And she tried to be really nice to him about being sick. And I'm reading it and I'm going, wow, what a wonderful lady to keep staying there. She saw something really wonderful in him, but it wasn't turning for the better. And she went there again. And that was the last time she ever wrote him a text message. People need to go to therapy.
Yeah. But again, that's why to be accountable, really, we do not call it mental health, our mental wellness. What I've learned is people have a trigger when it comes to mental health or mental wellness. So really, if we can get people to lighten up and focus on mentality restoration, it's really about
mentality restoration.
Mentality. It's mentality restoration and rehabilitation. We are rehabilitating the way we think. It's our mentality that we have a problem with, not our mental state of mind. That is just a symptom from our mentality. And I really think if we just focus on that, it's less triggering to people. It doesn't have such a stigma. And really, it's less complicated than mental health issues. This truly is about our mentality and how we process what we think.
And to renew how we think. I mean, if you even go through the course of a person, pardon me?
Yeah, rehabilitate the way we think.
It's so many of us need it. That's why we have those self-help books. It's that simple. But having somebody to hold you accountable and then to find out, to help you hold yourself accountable is very empowering. Maria, we have been friends for a very long time. People need somebody to reach out and say, hey, Maria, ring, 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 Maria. And Maria will hold you accountable. And you don't call Maria unless you want to be held accountable, whether you know it or not. You might try to get it that we win, but we're going to be held accountable, and it helps us grow stronger. And we can sit here and justify the reasons of what's going on, but I'm speaking this from personal experiences in my past where I had it together. And you call up Maria and you find out you don't, and you see that it's true. You find out while you're struggling to get something to go through that you're on the right path. It's getting that goal, the correct goal. Because if you're shooting for, a divorce, you go into therapy and you say, hey, I'm wanting a divorce. The therapist, the goal will be to get through that divorce. You've got to align where you're setting your feet to and what your path is. And that might not be the best path. It might be the best path. And that's something individual in each one of our stages of life. And my heart really aches for South Africa and for all the domestic violence incidences. It wasn't his first, and we know that there's people here. I grew up knowing people, kids, that their parents did this. Those kids, two of them out of a family of five, have served time for domestic violence.
You have 60 seconds.
Okay, 50 seconds. We need to heal it. And I think one thing has changed is with the family, with the five kids I was mentioning, the father never got in trouble and he was a police officer. The kids have gotten in trouble and they're now both in a relationship. They went through years of therapy. Therapy can change it. And they have wonderful, awesome kids. So it's not the end of the world, but let's end this. Let's put it out there. Let's get help. If you love somebody, call it out. And if not, you can continue coming back here. Maria DiGiovanni is here. You can go to you get the full website up because it's a slash.
Say that again?
Maria, can you say that where they can get more information?
We are actually go to soulsisterenterprise.com or forradio.com. And we are on Catabat. Be accountable.com. Accountable.com. And go ahead and say goodbye.
I'm saying goodbye. See you on Friday, early morning, 9 a.m. Talk to you later from the East Coast. Maria, thank you again for an awesome night. And listeners, be blessed, walk in favor, and hold somebody accountable.
I want to take a moment to just give a special thank you to our show sponsors, ImageCoach.com, Soul Sister Enterprise, the Law Office of Corrine R. Walson, and to our station sponsors, Heart4.com and 4 International, where we elevate and empower those who are overcoming adversity.